Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. Happy Sunday. It is February 7th. It's also Super Bowl Sunday, and I know there are so many people who are excited about Super Bowl. I am not, because I'm not a football person, but bless you all for those who are. Have fun this evening watching the game. But listen, I am coming to you about a segment that God just literally dropped in my heart. This is Bringing Your Dreams to Life, where we help people overcome the different things on the inside of them so they can give birth to what they have been called to do. But this segment is a little different. And even though we're not talking about birthing that book or birthing the business or the ministry or birthing those other things that's on the inside of you, even taking a trip, and, you know, sometimes people have never gone out of town or never gone anywhere, but, you know, they always would say they want to take a trip. Hey, do it. But this segment is about birthing the mandate on the inside of you. So it's still about giving birth, but it's about birthing the mandate of God in this hour and what he is doing, no matter what it is that you're called to do or where you are strategically placed in the earth. And so I want to talk about intercessors in the marketplace. I am a firm believer that everybody is not coming to church. It's not God over here, church over here, business people over here. It is about God when he strategically positions us and places us where he wants us to be in the earth. It is because he has an assignment that goes way deeper or further than just you doing your business. And so I want to come from a different standpoint this morning, because last week, I think it was last Thursday, I woke up, God was dealing with me on something, and I literally heard intercessors in the marketplace. And when I hear, literally, God just begins to give me stuff. And so I wrote this blog yesterday, and I'm going to release it on Monday, but I wanted to get this out of my belly on Blog Talk Radio for all those who are not understanding what's going on. And I'm not going to be before you long, but there are a lot of us who just don't understand, well, why is this happening? We get frustrated with people. So how many know the common denominator when it comes to business, ministry, on your job, or whatever, is what? People. People make up this earth. People are the ones that we minister to. They're our customers, they're our suppliers, our volunteers, our vendors. I mean, they're the ones who help in ministry and help. We need people. It's people that get on our nerves. It is people that hurt us, but it is also people that we actually need, because we are not called to be an island. We're not called to be by ourselves. So when people say, I have ministry in me, guess what? You're serving people. When people say, I got this business in me, guess what? You're serving people. When people say, I want to write this book, I want to go on vacation, guess what? You're going to be around people. So we can't get away from people, amen? However, what I heard, when I heard God say intercessors in the marketplace, let me just tell you how this came about. Now, I am the owner of Anointed Press Graphics. I do graphic printing, book publishing, and websites. And when I first moved into my storefront 11 years ago, I heard God say, I've called you to bring order, but how do you know what's out of order? And so I believe wholeheartedly that a lot of things that I was experiencing along the way, you know, I always called it my developing season, because I know that God has been developing me, and he develops all of us, whether we know it or not. God develops us. He trains us. He prunes us. He actually begins to equip us for what he's called us to do, if we allow him to equip us, if we allow him to develop him. If you really understand what's going on in the midst of your job, in the midst of that business, in the midst of that ministry, if you understand what's really going on in the midst of your interactions, everything is not the devil. A lot of it, if we would just submit ourselves 100% to God and allow him to train us, he's really equipping us for what you don't know that's coming. And a lot of people don't understand, because they just see the issue or the pressure, or they just see what's going on. But how you respond That's the key word. How you respond to what's happening will determine whether you're really being equipped and pruned and developed, or if you're going to keep repeating that same cycle again. And so when he spoke that to me, there were different things that happened along the way. Nothing major, but I deal with a lot of ministry gifts. I deal with a lot of, you know, believers. I deal with, you know, people who got this business and book in them and, you know, just all kinds of people just ready to step into their destiny and, you know, they getting started. And I'm so excited when I run across people who are like, yes, I'm launching this. Yes, I'm getting ready to do this. And I'm excited that I can be a part of their process of them stepping into the things that God said. You know, I'm a publisher, so I love just seeing people coming and like, yes, this is my first book. And they just be so excited. And sometimes they be scared. And even though that's exciting, on the flip side, I have experienced some things where it's like, let me say it like this. We can say hallelujah in church, but when it comes to the marketplace and how we do business and how we do work, how we act on our jobs and all those different things, it's amazing with some of the things I've experienced. Different inconsistencies, people not of their word. See, those are little things. It may sound little, but it's really major in God. So a lot of time we can be just not of our word. We're inconsistent, unstable, the attitude, different things, how we will shut down, disconnect. I've seen it all. I'm laughing now, but it's really amazing because we really will disconnect. We will stop talking to you. We will erase you, glory to God. And we're the same one saying hallelujah, or we're the same one preaching the gospel. Because as I said, I deal with a lot of ministry gifts. And so we're the same one preaching in the pulpit, but we don't understand that on the outside, on the outside, we can disconnect and shut you out in a heartbeat. And none of that is God. And so along the way, I used to just, you know, chalk it up to like, okay, God's saying, I'm just showing you what my body looked like. I'm showing you what my heart looked like. I'm showing you what my leaders look like. I'm showing you what the church looked like. I'm showing you what the world looks like. Because I've always heard God say that. And the reason why, because when he calls us for an assignment, when he calls us into ministry, when he calls us into business, when he calls us into a particular thing, you may have a heart for it, but you don't know the whole totality. You don't realize that God sees the bigger picture. You just may say, yes, I want to serve the wounded, or I want to serve the hurting, or I want to serve the children, or I got this woman's ministry. But God has to show you all of the intricate details about the woman. He has to begin to show you along the way all of the wounded places that are in the woman or the children or the elders or whoever it is that you're serving. And so he begins to show you en route. He shows you en route everything or all of the components and all of the things that are attached to your assignment. But where we get stuck is because we see them as, come on, people tripping. And we see them as, you know, well, people hurt us and people do this and they disappoint us. And then we get all messed up over people. We get all messed up over the situation. And we, along the way, can become hard-hearted and not even realize it. We can become hurt in the process and not realize it if you don't stay in that one-on-one vein with God so he can refresh you and replenish you. But not only that, so he can begin to show you what he's really showing you. And so as it came into the end of last year and the beginning of this year, I'm not lying, I felt like the test just went to a whole nother level. There were some things I experienced that really tripped me out. I mean, literally, I'm scratching my head like, what? How did this happen? You know, I'm blown away because not that we don't make mistakes. Of course, we all make mistakes. But there are some things that I just do not make a mistake on. And so it's this one particular person, and in fact, it's not even one. I've had several people that God kind of showed me some things that really had my eyes, you know, had my head scratching like, what? I can't even believe they're acting like that. And But I say all that to say, I heard God say, because I asked God, I said, God, how did that happen? Like, I'm tripping for myself. How did that happen? And I heard God say, Karen, I allow her to touch your life so you will intercede. Oh, my God. Let me say that again. He said, Karen, I allow her to touch your life so you will intercede. My God. And right at that moment, I heard him say, intercessors in the marketplace. And that's what I want to talk about. Listen, man of God, woman of God, every believer, every person who's listening, who's hearkening even now to the sound of my voice, God has need of you, not just to do your business, not just to do your ministry. He has need of intercessors. He has need of you to begin to intercede on behalf of the things that he's showing you. See, one thing about our lives, God, he causes our lives to intersect for different reasons. We're used to bless people. We're used to meet the needs of other people. He uses people, of course, to bring answers or solutions to problems or things they've been praying for. That has happened so many times in my storefront. Literally, God uses my storefront as the platform. My storefront is the platform. It's the business front, but it has the back end is straight ministry. So he sends so many people for one thing, but in actuality, he gets their needs met. And so even though we're used to bless people and to be the answer and share wisdom and counsel whenever God opens that door for people and your testimony and all that good stuff, but God also will allow our lives to intersect to begin to uproot or expose those things that's been lying dormant for so long. Now, let me give you an example. I have an apostolic prophetic call on my life. I am a deliverance minister. I'm a healing, have a healing anointing, and God is just developing me in all those different assignments. So, but when it's all said and done, my assignment is speaking even when I'm not speaking. People will back up and not even realize why. My oil and the assignment is speaking in the realm of the spirit because the oil knows, or the anointing, or the spirit knows what we don't know. We see people from the onset. Nobody knows what anybody deals with. Nobody knows those deep secret pockets that's in our souls. Nobody knows those wounded places. Nobody knows the bruises on our lives or in our souls. Nobody knows the hurt that people have dealt with. We see people from the onset, but guess what? God knows. And so what happens is when I say he has need for us in the intercessors in the marketplace, sometimes during business or during ministry, what we do is we write people off. We literally look at people. Sometimes we talk about people. We look at them and say, they got the issue. Or we just keep it moving. It's like they gone. All right. Well. And we keep doing life. But that's not what God is calling us to do in this hour. He needs intercessors because when he begins to show you something, he needs you to intercede. And what I heard God say was, if he had allowed this situation to go through, it would have been another dysfunctional ministry being birthed. So now, because something had happened, and because God is showing me, and I'm not trying to give you all the business, but because God is showing me, now it is my responsibility to intercede. Intercede because even though the issue was little, that could have been resolved in 1 week, it is now a month later, and the person is stuck or went into a spiral down. Well, guess what? It wasn't because the mistake was made. It only revealed what was already in you. See, a lot of things that take place are only revealing what's already there. But because we don't address it, we always see the other person. We see who wronged us. We keep looking at the issue. But God is saying, I allowed it to expose and to uncover what was already there. This is the hour that God is bringing us to a place of recognition. Not hiding behind our gifts and our titles or our responsibilities or our talents, but God is calling us to confront the person part of us. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, everything I teach, I've had to walk out. I am the first partaker of every message that has come out of my belly. I'm not teaching you from what I heard. I'm teaching you from what I'm living. I am the living epistle of what God is bringing forth out of my belly. Not only is God calling us to recognize ourselves, but he's also calling us to be intercessors. Now, guess what? You may say, well, I don't have that type of anointing, or I'm not called to be a deliverance minister or none of that stuff. But guess what? You don't have to be. If you are a believer in the kingdom of God, if you're doing anything with any type, you can have a business. Anointed Press Graphics is a business. We do business, graphics, printing, book publishing, websites. I am not there to preach, but I'm available to God, so he does use me. So I don't care. You don't have to have a religious business. If you are a believer, if you're born again in the kingdom and you operate a business, guess what? God needs you as an intercessor, because the people who are going to come across your path is not coming across my path. The people who are coming across other people's path, they're not coming. See, the people who come across your path, you're assigned to them. Let me just say it like that. If they came across your path, you are assigned to them. They are assigned to you. The Bible says iron sharpen iron. Either they are going to bring some stuff out of you, or either you're going to bring some stuff out of them. But instead of disconnecting, instead of just seeing the issue and be like, bump them, that's them, begin to now say, I got to intercede, especially if we can't stay connected, especially if we're always, you know, like, call it a day type of thing, disconnect, whatever. I'm not saying you got to go out. I'm not saying you got to go to dinner. I'm not saying you have to, you know, be their best friend. But as believers, we have a responsibility to now begin to intercede. Now, you may ask yourself, well, how long do I do it? Intercede until you feel a release. And you may say something like this, and I'm going to give you an example. You may just pray, because you don't pray doomsday on people. You don't say, sick them or get them, God. Your prayer should be something like, God, bring them to a place where they can begin to see what you're showing them. Uncover those hidden things, and they open their understanding or the eyes of their understanding so that they can see that they're in need of healing and help. Bring your people to a place where they're ready to receive your love from you, and then divinely arrange the vessel that you're going to use for their healing in Jesus' name. Keep praying something like that. That's praying. Because, see, the reason why we can go from season to season, from year to year, from one age to the next, and keep having these same issues is because nobody is interceding. It's because we learn to just, okay, that was that, keep it moving. You know, we got that keep it moving mentality. And we all do. Because if we didn't have a keep it moving mentality, we'd all be stuck or in the grave somewhere. So we understand how to survive on this earth. And that has a part to play. But God is calling us to be intercessors. He's showing you things already. There are people coming across your path, and you can see some things that's like, hey, why did they respond like that? That's not right. Or, oh, my God, full of pride. I have people who are literally tied to me because of my services, but because either they don't like me or because of some issue. And the issue is not because I did them wrong. The issue is because I spoke up. See, as long as you are doing all the boasting and as a business owner and I just take it because it's business, that's one thing. But the moment I say something on a spiritual level, because, see, some things I will respond literally just all business. Because remember, God exposes stuff, but they're like these aha moments. He begins to shine the light, especially if that's your vein. If it's not your vein, you may just see it as, oh, they got issues. But when it's your vein and this is what you do, I can see it from a standpoint of, oh, they're leaking. You know, if you had a water bottle and you put little holes, if you put real little holes in the water bottle, do you realize that no matter how much water you fill in that bottle, that it's always going to be leaking out? Why? Because they're little holes. Well, we have holes in our souls where God will begin to show people, God will begin to show you things, and we leak out of our souls. That's why people blow up. That's why people go off. That's why people withdraw. That's why people are full of pride and won't humble themselves and apologize. That's why people will kind of just withdraw from you little by little. Why? Because it's the holes in our souls that are leaking out of our lives. And so when you realize that, and when you understand what God is really showing you versus, oh, my God, what's wrong with them? I can't stand them. You know, that's so carnal. We have got to become more spiritual because God is speaking and God is trying to answer his people. But if we don't hear that God is trying to say intercede, because, see, when it's all said and done, no matter that we go to church, and no matter that we're ministry gifts, one thing I do realize, a lot of us don't pray. Mm-mm, let me say that again. 95% of the body of Christ that do not pray for other people. Intercession is when you pray for other people. Your prayer life is for yourself. Most of us do not pray. And even my fivefold ministry gifts do not have a prayer life. I realized that when I came into ministry, that a lot of us do not have a prayer life. Well, God is calling us as to be intercessors in the marketplace because there are people that are coming across the path that need you, that need what's on the inside of you. That's more than just what you're supplying on your website or your services. They need you to pray for them, whether they know it or not. God has need of you to pray for them, and that's why he allowed it to happen. The reason why people go for life and doing the same thing years later, 10 years later, they're still doing the same thing. Why? Because people just dismiss them. They dismiss them, and don't nobody pray for anybody. We just chalk it up to that's just them being them. Or we chalk it up to, they got issues. I can't even deal with them. Listen, my time is almost up. I want to encourage you with this word that God literally dropped in me on Thursday, last Thursday, intercessors in the marketplace. And he dropped it in me when I heard him say, Karen, I allow her to touch your life so that you will intercede. That's not just for me. I know that when God gives me a word, it's for me to deliver it because he needs us in this hour. Beloved, whether you're the intercessor or whether somebody is bringing some stuff out of you, begin to recognize it's not the person. Begin to understand it's not the situation. But understand that God is saying, where are you? Where are you? Listen, I have an event coming up. I'm going to tell you about two things before we go. March 5th, I don't even have it in front of me, but March 5th, I'm having a Will Thou Be Whole. It's an open forum, open session. It's a rap session. It's not me teaching. I will be sharing, but it's not just teaching. It is in a place where we can, it's a safe haven, where we can begin to unfold or devolve or release, and where deliverance can take place, where healing can take place, where we can understand, where we can get unstuck, because sometimes we don't even realize that we can be stuck. So you think stuck means you just can't get out of bed. No, you can go to work and have your family and do things that you're doing and still be stuck. So stuck doesn't mean that you just can't get out of bed. Stuck means you're not producing. You're doing, but you're not producing. Glory to God. I'm telling you, God is doing a quick work in this hour. He is strategically aligning and positioning his people in this hour to be in the right place so he can push you into this next thing that's coming. He is preparing us for what's coming. You see, today God is trying to prepare you for tomorrow. Don't miss today because you can't see tomorrow. Hallelujah. Also, I have a book. I have a book that I released. It's called Kingdom Entrepreneurship. I'm telling you, on Thanksgiving that just passed, I wrote a blog. And when I read it, I heard God say, that's your book. That's the intro to your book. In 30 days, my God, 30 days, God downloaded a prophetic mandate that is for every believer, every business owner, every entrepreneur, every ministry gift that's in the kingdom. It's called kingdom entrepreneurship. It is a right now word. It is a prophetic mandate for what God is doing in this hour. It has nothing about to do with how you run your business and ministry. It's about what God is trying to show you and begin to make the shifts and adjustments so you can be ready and in the right position and posture for when God does what he does. He is shifting things. He is making adjustments. You know, it's just like, it reminds me like a tune-up. It's the car, but when they just get that little tune-up or oil change, sometimes all they're doing is making minor adjustments, and the car runs so much better. This book would be a tool that literally would be like minor adjustments that would begin to adjust your mindset about what it is that you're doing and how God is calling you to do it. Listen, you can go to Karen Pressley. .org. It's on my website. It's on Amazon. It's on Kindle. It's called Kingdom Entrepreneurship. Check out my Facebook page. Let's connect on Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Google+. I'm on all of them. And so Kingdom Entrepreneurship is a must read. The person who did my forward said it was prolific and profound, and every person needed it in her arsenal. Even she got some things out of the book and said, I need to start making adjustments. And she is a business owner and a ministry guest. And so, listen, I am out of time. I had to get this word to you today. I needed to get this word out of my belly and into the atmosphere. Let me pray with you real quick. Father, in the name of Jesus, every person who is listening online, every ministry gift, every business owner, every entrepreneur, God, I release right now, just you will begin to use this word and release a new mandate on the inside of them. God, I decree and declare that you will stir up a spirit of prayer and intercession in the hearts of your believers, that, God, you will open up the eyes of their understanding to see the needs of the people on who they serve. Father, I thank you that even now they will take on a newness of mind. They will take on a new attitude. They will take on a new mindset when it comes to seeing people, when they meet people in the streets, when they people come in to do business or ministry with them, that they will no longer just see the person or they got issues or they need this. But God, I thank you that you will cause them on the inside of them, that this word will come out of their belly and it will begin to flow like rivers of living waters into the hearts of your people. Give them the word, God, for the people. Give them the word for the people, God, that they minister to, that they are sharing. God, I thank you that you will cause your people to go back to a place of prayer, that they will spend time with you so that you can fill them, so that they are releasing a now word into the hearts of your people, that they will begin to intercede, Father, for what they see. And I come against every judgmental spirit, and I come against the spirit of division that's in the body of Christ. I come against every erroneous spirit, every religious spirit. I come against that spirit that would just cut you in the name of Jesus. I bind up the work of the enemy, and I call forth a spirit of unity. I call forth a spirit of prayer and intercession. I call forth a spirit of humility. I bind up the spirit of pride and everything that causes people to be stuck. I come against and I release the anointing of God to break its hold, break the baggage, break every shackle off of the body of Christ, out of the minds of your people. And Father, I thank you because of your anointing. There's an anointing that will heal, deliver, and set free. So I release the anointing right now into the atmosphere. And I command the shackles, every prison door, and every bruised place to be healed because of the anointing. In Jesus' name, we bless you. We call it done in Jesus' name. You all have a fantastic Sunday. Have a fantastic day. Whenever you're listening to this, share this broadcast. People need to hear this word. Have a great one. Bye-bye.